Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the LSO Treat Show. Happy Monday evening. Get ready for an amazing 2 hours. I hope your day started with a smile and will end with a bigger smile and peace after hanging out with us. Hanging out with me, but I also have company. So who is me? I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. I am an HBCU undergraduate and a master's summa cum laude graduate, and that's just some of the backbones of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. Brooklyn's very own LSO is not just an author of 3 self-published erotic books and 1 inspirational book. There's so much more to LSO and the brand. Let's not forget, she is the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Shop. LSO was told to do big things, and hashtag, I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I so enjoy what I do. If I think it, it can be done. Speaking life into self if it is an affirmation that yes, I can, and yes, I will. LSO's writings, creative diversity captures you and introduces you to outside-of-the-box experiences, encouraging you the freedom of reflection of self, accepting self in totality and in abundance, creating the space of your imagination's truth, and seeing beyond a space to be your true self. Her writing captures you, and her no judgment encourages your total liberty, her total liberty of being yourself. Her work is created with the intent to help you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, truth, or a combination of both. Either way you care to enjoy it, it's all up to you. LSO ignites your alter ego to surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. All of your senses captivated and you're loving it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. So, come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not ready for this evening's topic, chess life, navigate to checkmate. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So, call in with your questions, and remember, a spanking may be necessary. But you know what? Don't worry about that. LSO have those things in her collection. Tonight, we're going to have another great show. I am going to introduce to you, B.A., I know him as JB, but I call him something different. He's the producer, the director, the writer, the CEO, and founder of Chess, the Game of Life. This sitcom will navigate you from the board game to life's reality. Each piece represents the journey with detours, roadblocks, slow down your speed, construction ahead, and so much more. Brooklyn's very own will pilot you in the stories of plots, twists, and turns to checkmate. The world is your board. What and who is in it are your pieces. How you move to protect and advise what is yours is play on the square game board, but think outside the box. This is how you maneuver in reality. Meet the founder, CEO of Chess, the game of life. He's currently not on, but he will be. And the numbers that are on, if that is you, please let me know so I know to pull you on. Also, we're going to meet Newsmax of Bravehearts. He's the co-founder and manager of Battle Raps for several artists. Newsmax is responsible to organize and negotiate in the elements of content in the battles. Excuse me. He manages Braveheart's greatest female of all times, E-Heart, via a URL. Some of his countless successes include E-Heart works with Remy Ma, Chromosome 23, Sway in the Morning, This is 50, and so much more under his orchestration. Call him an actor, creator of music, and a dabbler in singing, but, you know, that's only when necessary. He's quoted, blessed to be able to give everyone with my accomplishments that in turn becomes their successes. Welcome to the game of chess. He also plays Newsmax. What's good? How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear him? He's on. Next
What's
up,
going
I'm
going
to introduce. He waving the flag, y'all.
Already.
Next up, we have Stephanie, known as Bulldog. She's from Brownsville, Brooklyn, now living in Harrisburg, PA. She works for a very successful catering company, contracted to the state's capital, serving the governor, representatives, and state workers. Playing Tay Bay in chess, the game of life, has changed her life's direction in real time. Life's challenges of working and filming warrant sleepless nights and hard work that is well worth her growth. Doing more for less in the streets of New York, she embraces the new woman that she continuously evolves into. What a blessing. Hey, Bay.
Hey, I'm here.
How are you, Bay?
I'm blessed. Happy to be here right now.
Okay. All right. I can hear the smile on your face because I can see your face. Okay. Also, we have coming in. They're going to come in on the latter part. We're going to have Despo. He's playing Christ. Royal Savage, she's the project manager, and Drew, the cinematographer. They may pop in. So until we get BA on, we're going to continue on, you know, with the interview of the two characters we have, which is, I'm sorry, y'all. My saliva is a bit too much in my mouth tonight. I guess I'm doing a lot of talking. So if that be the case, I'm going to need them to do the talking. So we're going to talk to Newsmax, who plays Loose. Do you mind if I call you Loose? Because I just can't be calling you just Loose, like, you know, we cool like that, you know.
Yeah,
let me know.
Everything nice. Everything cool.
Okay. Loose. Talk to us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, what you do. Tell us about the character. Talk to us. Talk to our listeners.
All right, first and foremost, my name is Newsmax. I'm a part of the Braveheart camp with E-Heart, you know what I'm saying? Look, I'm going to put this first and foremost. I can't take, like, nothing away from her, nothing towards her success or nothing, because she's a natural-born talent. Like, she's been doing what she's been doing before I even came around her, you feel what I'm saying? So I don't really have to do much. She's everybody's favorite without me having to do or say anything. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, while I don't have to do nothing, because things come our way, and she always calling me with plates and things that we got to do. And I just been right by her side. You feel what I'm saying? And I just pick up I'm out here A&R-ing and finding the rest of the talent that's out here upstate New York, and I'm bringing her that talent so she could judge and see what's going on. And I found a lot of talent, like notice Jabo, Rob Bugante. Yeah, man. Even Despo Terry, that's gonna come on in a little while. Yeah, man.
Oh.
I do.
Okay, so you're doing things in the street.
Yeah, I'm a real street team. Like I know a lot of talent, man. Even Chaz the Engineer, he does music, but he's still, you know, like, yeah, a lot of people, man.
Okay,
but,
well, I cannot sing, so what can you do for me?
Yo, singing is all in, like,
you gotta.
I cannot
sing or rap. What can you do for me?
Well, I could put you in touch with somebody who will know how to create music. That's what I know how to do. I know songwriters. Right. Now, no, you don't really. Like, a lot of the times, you'd be surprised how much people.
Okay, we just lost the signal with you.
Yeah. But
okay,
you write songs.
Okay. We just lost his signal. We'll wait till he call back in. Okay, Tay Bang, tell us a little bit about yourself.
It's a lot.
Well, tell us what you want to share with the listening audience.
Again, as everybody know, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania now. I work for a major, major, major catering company that's awesome. We cater anywhere. We go anywhere. Like, and we contracted out of the state capital, which I work out of. And I've been there since 2018. Love it. It's like a family base. Like, it just helped me evolve from the person I was in Brooklyn, Brownsville. Now, becoming the woman I am in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I'm going to give, you know, I always give thanks to God, but I have good people in my life, and this job with the people I work with help me keep me grounded. Like, I could give you a whole bunch of names of the company, of the people in the company that are just amazing, on top of the owner from HR. Like, everybody is just family, and it showed me something different. So every time I go back to New York, I'm like, I'm glad I left here.
We got the flag out for you.
So, you know what I mean? So, I'm just happy because they counted me out. You understand? I even counted myself out.
Right.
But I'm still standing. You feel me? So,
right.
And I got this opportunity to tell my story through this right here. And I'm just grateful. I'm just happy and I'm humble. I'm just humble. And I'm getting emotional, so I'm going to just pass the mic back to Lou.
Well, that's okay. Okay, in the midst of you being humble from me to you, also accept the accolades from where you were to where you are now. And I watched you in your scenes as you produced Tay Bay. You brought Tay Bay to life. And as you said, a part of Tay Bay is some of your reality, but that's the reality from your past. So as Tay Bay grow in each of the scenes and what we're doing, you will see, you will grow as the character and you will grow personally. So I can't wait to see the end result and see from where you started to where you're going to end up. And when you see me just smile at you, just note, I'm smiling with joy. I'm going, y'all know who I am. You know, we do it every Monday. But this part of me, you know, I've mentioned it sometimes, but now I have the opportunity to share a little bit about myself and the role that I play in actual chess, the game of life. Bags, I call him Bags. So he reached out to me about 3-4 years ago. I'm not even sure how long ago. But he started telling me about chess. And I told him, I really do not know how to play chess. I said, but I really want to learn. But I need somebody who's going to take the time to show me and, you know, and to teach me and the why. So we started talking about it, and he started saying what he wanted to do. So, you know, I started doing my little research. Let me see what are the pieces, What is the purpose of the pieces? Why can you move this way and not this way? So, you know, next time we had a conversation, you know, I started spitting the things that I learned, and he told me his idea. Fast forward years later, his idea is now present. And when he started working on it, he reached out to me, and he was like, yo, I want you to be a writer. So I'm like, okay, what do you want me to write? You know, because I have no idea, no concept. So he said, I'm going to send you the script, and you go from there. The good thing is he gave me free range to do whatever I want with the characters he already composed of, and yet not change what the character was meant to do. I'm able to share my ideas, share my thoughts, and just write. So then when we had our first encounter for filming, which was the first time for me, and I actually had the opportunity to bring some family member with me so they can be a part of what's going on. This is why I then now became an actress in this. And this is why you should always stay ready. Because when he said he wanted me to play one part, when we get there and they're filming, he wants me to play somebody totally different. And I'm like, hold it, what do you mean? This is what I studied for right here. He was like, no, but I need you to do this. So I'm like, okay. And in 5 minutes, I wrote a script for the particular character. Now, we have yet to actually name the character. So the part that I filmed was very generic. I mean, sorry, the part was not generic, but it was without name for me until I can give myself a name. So the point I'm trying to say is stay ready, because you never know when your life is going to place you in a situation and you have to adapt to it immediately. And right. I'm going to tell you, when I went on set, I killed it. You know. I don't care what anybody else says. They can say I didn't, but I'm telling you. He say they know. I killed it. Yep. I just immediately went into character. And this is not new for me to act, but I haven't acted in so long. But then again, if you think about it, your life is a script. It depends on how you show up and how you represent yourself. So every day you're doing some form of acting. And I'm not talking about acting as being fake and not being who you are. I'm talking about acting in this world, in this life, because that's how you have to maneuver. You have to act accordingly. For instance, a couple of years ago, who would have known the whole world would have been shut down and we had to adapt to a new normal when the pandemic hit? What happened? We had to act. So we switched from one role to a different role because we had to adapt to that change. So my personal opinion is every day is a new act, a new scene in your story, in your life. Loose Max, what do you have to say in reference to that? Share your thoughts on what I just said.
Can he tune out
Loose,
again?
Did you lose you again? I see him on.
He probably
Hello?
Got to go make a walk the way.
Well, I'm okay,
my
Lou.
I'm here. Got the charger. That's all. My fault, everybody. Well, I won.
Okay.
You
talk to me.
Y'all can hear me? Y'all can hear me? All right.
Yes,
just grabbed
we can
the charger.
Hear you.
All right.
Okay. Now, in reference to what I had said as far as everyone performs or is an actor or actress because life itself causes you to do that. What do you feel about that?
Like, yo, I love to perform. That's one thing. I love to act. I'm a natural actor and performer. So, like, I just like to have fun. That's me. Like,
right.
I'm the party man. Like, yo, I'm telling you, you got to be around me. Like, I'm going to make the fun happen. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, so this right here, to act now in the character you play, it came natural for you, or Did you have to rehearse for it? What did you do?
When I first read the character, I ain't like him, but you know what I'm saying? When I first read the character, I didn't like the character, you know what I'm saying, because of what he portrays. But at the end of the day, I'm an actor, and acting is acting, you feel what I'm saying? And I do like actions, you know what I'm saying? I like
right.
the way he moved around. I like the way he moved that chessboard, you know, he moved that chessboard wicked. So I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, yo, I'm an actor. I'm natural at doing stuff like this. I think I could pull this off.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that character could, not me exactly, but I just feel like
right.
I could pull that character off. You know what I'm saying? I read it, and I think I'm him right now. Period.
Okay. Period. Okay, so you
Period.
See how you went in not sure of the character, disliking the character. Now you took the character on, and now you're making the character do what you wanted to do for the need of the show. So how that goes back to saying, you know, you got to stay ready, because when you do that, you tend to take on the life that it needs to be. So,
fact.
And I can tell you now, the longer you go with what's going on, the more your character, the more you're going to see your character, and you're going to know what actual piece your character plays. But
no, trust,
hold on, everyone. Yes?
No, what I was going to say is real quick, like, I read, you know, I read the whole thing. I read the whole thing. So that's why I had to tell, like, everybody had to do. We got to read the whole thing so I could get into the whole
right.
character. Trust me. I am that guy. I am all
You're the guy?
I am that
now,
man.
Now, just note.
No.
You're the guy just for that first season. For that first,
no.
The first season.
You can't tell a movie.
No. Wait a minute. Hear me out. That's just what you know now for that character.
Right.
You just wait to season two and the other episodes to see what that character is going to do. So if you hype now just in season one about that character, you just wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
But, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to bring on the CEO and founder, the director, producer, the Heyman of Chess, the Game of Life. Bags, you are now on with everyone else. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? First, my apologies for being late. Again, it's busy. I've been getting all kinds of calls. Thank you. And I'm here. I'm in the building. What's happening? What's up, everybody? What's going
on? Okay. Well, we need you to tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about the concept. What, you know, how did you come up with the concept of chess? Bring us up to speed from your perspective of how it all started.
Well, I had been playing chess for a very long time. Someone by the name of Xavier Gordon, he taught me how to play chess when I was 11 years old. And I always had a knack for it. And he used to tell me that if I learned how to play, I would be able to move a little smarter than, you know, the average. It really worked. I navigated myself through a bunch of stuff. I was actually in the game, playing chess with my life, with other people's lives, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And once I grew up and got a conscious mind, I was studying Christianity, I was studying Islam, I was studying Morris science. And it just kept leading me to a place of freedom. And one day I had built a studio, and I had moved to Binghamton, New York, and I had built a studio. And one gentleman on Loose Max was there from the beginning, watched me, you know, really put the walls, the booth up, the everything, bending pipe, doing electric work, plumbing work. And I just had a goal. I just really wanted to be a participant in music and help the youth. And I wasn't charging them. My artists, anybody that signed on me, I wanted the help from me, had free studio time. And one day me, Luz, Despo, and us, we were sitting around and we were just talking. And I was like, because I used to shoot film with a brother by the name of Rick. He the one that introduced me to film. Back in 2009, he had a $2.5 million studio that was made out of a synagogue church, three levels, and he introduced me to the cameras. And he didn't have anybody here because he didn't know nobody. He had moved up here from New York City. And he was like, if I can bring students, he'll teach me cinematography. And I brought almost 35 people there. And the rest is history. I've been doing film and videos and stuff like that ever since.
So how did you come up with the title?
Again, it was something that I felt like I've been playing all my life. Chess, like I said, I love the game. And I just equated it to, you know, the way I navigated through life, through the system, through you know, all my trials and tribulations, you know, it just felt right for the, you know, the story that I wanted to tell, because chess is a game of strategy, intellect. You know, you gotta know your environment. It's a lot of things that come with that. And again, it just all formulates with life. If you can learn to understand this game, you have a better perspective and view on life, on how to move and maneuver and who to protect, what needs protected. You know, it has to do with the home, you know, solidifying your home, making sure that everybody is secure, everybody is safe. No one goes out and stands alone. So yeah, so we're coming up with the thing. It just came naturally. I came up with the name before I started even writing the story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, any one of you can answer this question. What does the game of chess mean to you?
It means to always be conscious of your surroundings. Always be ready to defend, and that does not mean physically. Law work. If you're suing somebody. Somebody's suing you in legal stuff, child care, child support, any kind of, you know, thing like that has to do with life. You know, you have to know the importance of it. So you have to learn it. You have to learn law. You have to learn these things. And same thing with chess. Each piece on the board represents something. Not just one thing, not just a movement. It represents a bunch of things. It represents being a protector, being willing to sacrifice, being willing to be honorable. You know, and these are the things that you want to be in life. You want to be honorable. You want to be a protector. You want to be a teacher. You want to be a scholar. You want to be an entrepreneur. You know, and this game can put you in that mindset, because your mind is always being challenged. With every opponent is different. People think differently. So you get to learn behaviors and it's like poker. You know how they say a poker face, and some people can hide the poker face, and you know, it's almost that same concept. You know, you got to figure things out. Mystery puzzle, you know, all that kind of thing.
Okay, Tebe, what does the game of chess mean? What does the game of chess mean to you?
Mm. Well, it's my life. Basically what BA was saying, it's my life because I played chess with my life all my life, like, and didn't know that I was playing it until, you know, I knew that I was changing. I knew I changed once I came home from prison. I knew I changed and I wanted different. I knew I didn't want to go back. So I know I had to do something different, but never in my mind that I thought about the game of chess. Crazy. So when VA presented this opportunity to me and he gave me the script, like I said before, I was like, he was writing about me because it's basically, I'm not going to tell too much other series, the storyline, but I'm going to tell it a little bit. It's basically how I played the game. I played the game, and I won. Basically, I won because look where I'm at right now. I was
okay
all over the place, like all over the board. I was all over the board, taking risks, thinking I was smooth. They stopped, and like again, it was just taking me all around or whatever. Like I was that piece that was moving all over through the board, like. And then I just, you know what I mean? I was that piece. I'm that piece. So I could honestly say that I changed because I went from being in the street, getting money, going to jail, being a gang member. We evolved to, I'm not even in that life no more. I'm a productive citizen, working, you know, doing what I got to do. I have feelings and emotions that I didn't have back then. When I was playing with my life, when I was playing chess, I didn't have no feelings. I didn't have no emotions. I didn't care. Today, I have a heart. I'm humble. You know, it could be good. It could be bad. But I'm just embracing it. And anything negative comes to me, I'm a stand. I'm a queen. I'm that queen on that board. I'm standing. I'm that queen. I'm all over the place.
That's another thing. Yeah, it definitely humbles you. Chess humbles you, and that's like she said. You know, the humbling of life, it does that to you when you grow up and you elevate and you see that, you know, the things that you were doing were wrong. Like the chess, the moves that you were making were wrong. So you gotta go back and you know, look at that where you went wrong. Chess are having me. You have what they call chess dreams when you lose a game of chess. Like you think of where you went wrong, and you need that mindset when something goes wrong. Where did it go wrong? So that you can make sure that don't happen again. You know, and this is a part of being three steps ahead. You know, sometimes it doesn't have to be you that goes through something. Someone else goes through something. If you see that can happen to that person, that can also happen to you, especially if it's something that you're not in favor of. So you protect yourself from that entity that harmed that other person. You know, you see that, oh, this person was subject to someone bullying them. You know, that can happen to you. So you make sure that you do things to make sure that you don't get bullied. So you take a self-defense course. You know, you do things intellectually, you know what I mean, intelligently, by the rules. But, again, you still have the perks when you get to move around the way you want comfortably and not in any kind of fear of losing, because, you know, you're always going to be able to get back up and, you know, try again. That's another thing about chess. You know, if you fail, you fall, you lose, you get to try again. But you got to remember where you went wrong.
Right. Not
the end result is checkmate and your queen is right. Protected. But you also got to remember as you're moving on the board, you still have to protect some of the other pieces as well. So it's not just so much at the end for your checkmate. It's protecting every piece that you have on the board, as well as some of the pieces are going to have to sacrifice for some other
right.
pieces. And it's up to you to dictate who's going to be the sacrificial piece for you to get to that end result of chessmate. And that's like in your life. Sometimes on your journey of living, you're going to have to let some people go. So in letting those
right.
people go, it's like, you know, you've exhausted your time in my life. And there's no hard feelings behind it. It's just that what you represent in my life no longer exists anymore, so to say.
Right.
Okay, I'm hearing feedback. So somebody is playing the radio behind the scenes. You will have to mute something. So that's how it is in life. So Tebe, what did you want to say before we go to Loose Max?
I was saying, basically, when he was, when he had a feedback, it's crazy. But I was saying, what DA was saying about the change, and you saying about the change, even the sacrifices, whatever. This is why, even when he was writing, I know he was writing about me, because everything that he's writing is just like crazy. Like he was saying how his story and his life, but when he put this actress in as Tebe, like when he sent me the script, I'm like, really? Like I'm sitting there thinking when I'm reading it, he did this, he wrote this, put, he was telling my story, and at the same time woke me up and was like, Steph, you really was playing chess with your life. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So you didn't even really play it. He was playing chess with your life, and then, but I had good people, like, in my life, like, coaching me along the way, like, I was really playing the game, and they was trying to tell me the right moves to make, but me stubborn.
Right. Those are the ones that were protecting you, right? That's another way of
protecting
you, by
that's
giving
what I'm
you
saying.
The information.
Right.
Right.
So, I didn't understand back then. Until, and it's crazy, like, you never too old to learn something, because all this time I did not know that I was playing chess with my life, is what I'm saying. Until he and BA used to talk to me and walk me through stuff. My sister, you know, she's a psychologist, so she talked to me like I'm one of her patients, but I try to tell her I'm your sister. You know, so, but
well,
it
that's
was
the best
all,
time to get that information.
Yeah, but listen,
yeah.
And listen, like, it's just crazy. Even one of my HR lady at my job, like the HR, she's a psychologist, and I call her, and it has nothing to do with work, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and this is how the close-knit the company is. He pick up that phone and answer to me, but she was guiding me too. You know what I mean? The owner was guiding me. My manager, Ms. Jess, was guiding me. Like, I have people that was guiding me that wasn't in New York and was keeping me, because I wanted to get up out of here, because I didn't know nobody. I wanted to get out of PA so bad. But these people, every time something happened in PA, I had good people stand by me and made me stand still. Like, hold on. We're not going to let you fall. We're not going to let you go backwards. And again, this is why I'm so humble. I look at life totally different.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, we have to play some music, so don't go anywhere, Loose Max. When we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to bring it on to you. I'm going to ask you the same question. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
All right.
It ain't a question. Boy, ain't no one for guessing. So I'm more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my new affection. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If time was all that you could manage. Manage, yeah. Oh, if you want me, oh, we could be friends. Close to me, oh, giving me some.
Thank you.
yeah. Worry about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only see me if I let you. Baby, I'm sorry. Ooh, we could be whatever you want. Love is special.
dentro. So dentro.
Trusted in promises, but I promise that I regret it. Promise that I won't never let you mistake me for desperate. Promise that I won't never let you mistake me for desperate. I fell in love, but I won't fall in love with everyone. Some people get they all get hurt and they get extra dumb. Walk around looking for somebody that's gonna help them up. I get the reminiscing, calling all they exes up. Not me, nope, not me. You break my heart, I don't break down, I break free. You know somebody looking for love, it ain't me. Being thirsty around me, all you get is a brain freeze. Cause my heart cold, yeah my heart froze. I might shine, but I swear I got a dark soul. I might look like I'm heavy, but I'm not though. Just been keeping yellow pain since my heart broke. I fell in love one time, and love just one time. That was the very last time, and I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again, fall in love again. I will never fall in love again.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. When we left off, we left you with the question, what does the game of chess mean to you? So, Loose Max, talk to us. What do the game of chess mean to you?
Enlightenment. And
what does the game of chess mean to you in your life?
All right. Learning the game of chess, because I didn't really know. I knew about chess, always around chess my whole life, but never got into chess until I had to get into chess. You know what I'm saying? And it showed me how to be a better thinker. Saying my life, I used to be a little, I can't even say, because when you know better, you do better. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I guess I didn't know better in a lot of things in life, you know, and so once I sat down and thank you to BA. I'm not even gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? He was a good teacher. You know, my cousin Seaborn, rest of him, and my father. Other than my father, he's a great person to sit down and talk to and teach a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I used to move around real reckless, do a lot of things without thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? And learn the game, how to park myself, sit my ass down, get a book, read it, write things down, preparation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got kids. You cannot be out there doing all this reckless stuff. It taught me how to be a man and still learn.
That's how real this is. Like, this is really, again, the information. Once, the actors reading the script and we have the conversations and we incorporate this with life, it's like it wakes up a whole nother brain cell and it'll make you want to do better. You know what I mean? It makes you want to be more intelligent. You know,
right.
I'm sorry.
No, basically it's teaching me how to look at all aspects of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And know how to break everything down now, handle everything by one instead of just, like, running around like a madman with my head cut off. You feel what I'm saying? Like, trying to start 500 businesses when by myself. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, just doing too much. Doing way too much.
Tempo.
Right.
Learn
how to control myself.
Life has a tempo. Like your heartbeat.
Right.
It has a tempo.
Yeah. It taught me how to find out what I know how to do best. You feel me? Like, for the longest, I used to call myself a different title. You feel what I'm saying? And it taught me, like, nigga, that's not you. You feel me? This is you right here. And, A&R and finding people, pointing people towards their dreams, that's what I know how to do, man. That's me.
It's amazing. It's amazing. This is the thing that I'm talking about. These are two people that don't even play chess, but they explain the chess to you on an everyday basis.
Man, listen, life is serious.
We live in this.
You got once people like
you
don't know chess. If you don't know how to play chess, whoever's listening, I advise you one day you don't have nothing to do and don't learn by a computer. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Go really learn how to play chess, and I bet you any amount of money to get your whole mind frame is going to change about life in general.
Yes, it will.
You know, the best place to learn how to play chess is go to the park and sit down with the people who are sitting at those benches, and they will walk you through and explain to you. And then as they're explaining to you the pieces and how they move and how you can move, you then now incorporate that movement into your life and how it affects you on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting how, we go through life just moving about, like, just moving, la, 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 just going about life. But yet, when you learn about chess and what it means, then your navigation now becomes a little bit different. And when you start growing from it, it shows you that in your latter years, you was playing checkers, and all you just wanted to get is the king. Now that you're playing chess, all you want to do is protect what's yours and to checkmate. And your checkmate is fulfilling a dream, fulfilling a daily goal, fulfilling an affirmation that you have given yourself along the way. So that's what you are protecting. You're protecting your inner peace, your family, your mind. Because, if somebody get in your mind, they control everything else. That's just my perspective on it. They get your mind, everything else will come with it. Your body, your soul, and those things you will willingly give to that person once they get your mind. So think logically and how you're going to move. And it's not so much of how you're moving in life. It's what's being affected in just this one move. So you make one move. Now all your other pieces is unprotected and or protected. So those pieces from that move, you have to realize how that applies to you in your life. And once you realize how it applies to you in your life, you then can move accordingly.
Right. Let me say this, like, even like with the pieces, right? And I want people to understand this. The pieces are not always people. They are obstacles and circumstances. You understand? So when something comes your way, right? It doesn't always have to be detrimental, right? It could be something like, I feel like every king and queen should be protected, right? How do we protect ourselves in life? The first thing that we should do, right? We should have life insurance. That's the first that we should have. And these are chess moves, right? You should have some medical insurance for you, your family, and all this. Backup plan. Like, see, these are some of the chess life moves. Right, it's not always about battling. It's about battling the effects of the negative effects of life that we all have to endure at one point or another, and how we go about addressing these things. Most of us on this panel, we used to address things aggressively, right? Now we think more, right? So now it's like, so when we have to what we have to understand is, when is the time to think, right? We think at the wrong time, right? I don't have to think across the street, right? I should think when before I'm going to do something. If I'm going to get a job, I should think about everything that I need to have before I walk in this place to be prepared. Those are the times to think, right? If I know that there's a bad road this way, right, something I should have to think about. I should know to go the other way because the key word in that is bad.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right. So, you know, your thought process becomes different when you incorporate this in life. And you guys gave great examples of that, right? And you see how we all just gave examples. And there's more examples out there. Right,
like
we have to understand how to incorporate these things. And with the movie itself, right, we're going to show, because everybody understands the violent way of doing things. I want to try to hit you with a legal perspective adjusting to, you know, knowing your rights, knowing the words that you use, because the words that are in the law are not the same in English. Right? We don't know that, though, right? We don't. And these are the things that we need to know. Like LSO gave an example of in a park, people playing chess, right? So the first thing that you would want to do, and this is the example that I gave on the gym, shout out to the gym, that you watch the game, learn how it's moved, how the pieces are moving before you go anywhere to sit down there. You learn first by watching. And you watch, right? And you see how everything is going. And then you can interject yourself because you have an understanding of this person's thought process, whether they be aggressive, laid back, sneaky. You know, these are strategies. This is what you're watching. You're watching strategies. Like, we need to watch the government's strategies on how they're moving us around. We need to understand how this works legally. Right?
Learn to move and not don't move.
You know what I mean?
Because
sometimes you gotta know when to observe, right?
Right.
You got to know when to observe. Everything, every situation ain't confrontational, right? We have to know how to choose our words, right? Because when you have an objective, that's what you do. When you don't have an objective, You stand there and you argue and you go back and forth with someone. Argument is two people who think they're right. Never going to be no understanding in that. Right. So, again, we have to learn to understand when someone is telling you something. We always say, you know, who they're telling you who they are. You know, you need to understand that, who they are, and deal with them accordingly. This is life. These are the thinking processes, the time that we need to think. When someone is talking to you, you got to be taking in the data. You got to take in that data. Because, again, if the person is not useful, right, then they're useless. Use me. I tell everybody, use me. Don't misuse me, but use me, because if you can't use me, then I'm useless. This is why we in the game of chess. This is the game of life. We are here to be used, not misused. But if you can't be used, then you're useless. What's the point, right?
Right. Exactly. Everybody have a purpose, and you need to know who or what the purpose is for you. And you have to know when you have exhausted their purpose. Not everyone is meant to travel on your journey for the duration of your life. So at that point, when you call checkmate, that means that person is no longer, that person is a past. Now, I'm not saying they can't resurface again, but that person has served the purpose in your life, and then you move on. And my take is, if you have no significant purpose in my life, then a high and by for me to you is good enough. Now, some people think I'm wrong for that, but that's how I'm living my life.
That's just a nice way of saying useful. Use me. If we can't use each other, if I can't be on the radio show, you ain't in my movie, we ain't taking, what would be the point? It would be, hello, how you doing? No, good to see you. Boom.
But if
I'm useful to you, then I need to be used. That's what we are here with, energy.
Exactly. Yes, Tebe, what would you like to say?
No, I got to go back to when you say checkmate and say hi and bye. If I checkmate you, I'm not saying hi or bye. We done.
But that's okay.
You're not
that's her strategy. In the game, see, that's what it is, and that's what you have to understand. Everybody's checkmate is different too, because you can have a kill checkmate, you can have
I
succeeded checkmate, everything that got in my way, I overcame a checkmate. You know what I mean? Everything, you know, even you can even relate it to religion. You know, I beat the devil, I checkmated, he didn't get me, I didn't give my soul to you know what I mean? So all of these things are ways of checkmating.
They're not researching
life.
Your
so,
checkmate is done. Over.
Right.
No,
right.
But checkmate is just
that
done.
That means
for that
done,
moment.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
No.
That,
but in
that
my world
is done.
And chess life,
but see,
in my world,
new game.
Is over.
Yeah, but
start
that,
a new
but
game.
It wouldn't be with that same. But it wouldn't be with that same individual if
right.
when you're dealing with life. If I had to conquer you. Or if you are an obstacle and I had to get to you, then again, I'm taking the position of conqueror, right? And that's with anything with that game of life, right? Like I said, God bless the people that have cancer, right? And they beat cancer and all that. That's a victory. They had conquered. They checkmated cancer. They won. You know what I mean?
But then their life still goes on after they won that particular battle.
Right. But guess what? But they're not going back to cancer. And they're not playing the game no more. They're living life because they understand just what they just did. You know, they say that stuff like that humbles you.
Mm-hmm.
When you do stuff like that, it humbles you. You know, again,
okay.
Like,
and you
want to
answer?
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Because I keep dropping my call. Okay. My bad, y'all.
Okay. Anyone can answer this question. What is the most powerful piece on a chessboard to you, and how it affects you personally?
Oh, let me say something. Oh. Man, I'm about to say all the pieces.
Basically, okay, and how do those pieces affect you personally?
Personally, because even if I move the pawn, the littlest piece is so important to life. Like, because you can move the littlest piece the wrong way, and it could trigger either a domino effect that could be good or tragedy. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, we get deep. All right, somebody else could tune into that. I just took me into a whole nother realm, man. Word up.
It's okay, sweetie. You share all of what you choose to share, but each piece has a purpose. So sometimes you have to give up that pawn to get something bigger or move to the next level. And giving up that pawn can mean you're giving up your meal to someone, a homeless person, is giving up that job to start your own business.
Right.
Is giving up your last name because you're getting married. You're giving up someone who have no relevance in your life because they crossed you. So
right. It
means a lot. And you're going to have to give up that pawn at some time.
Yeah, I got ready, but that's what I'm saying. It teaches you that you better use your brain to make sure you move that pawn in the right way, the correct way.
Let me say something to you, but that could be good. That can be true. I don't mean to cut you off. That can be true, but sometimes you're going to have to take losses. You're going to have to fall and build yourself back up. So I don't know. I agree with you, Lou. I totally agree with you, and I agree with LSO too. You're going to have to make sacrifices, and sometimes you just got to be, you basically being selfishness and selfish at the same time.
You have, all right, yeah. Yo, y'all all are correct. Like you said, everybody is correct in that, right? Mm-hmm. So now when we're dealing with the game of chess, right, the game itself, right, the most important piece, the most important piece on the board would be the king, because once the king is it, the game is over. Right, that's the end all be all, right? So that would be the most important piece, right? That's the MVP, right? Now, as far as strategy goes, with what you can use, everything on that board is sacrificial, everything except for the king, because your queen can be had. Somebody can take your girlfriend from you. Does that mean the throne stops? No. Right. So and again, the pawns are very important pieces, because in the game of chess, if a pawn makes it to the other side, it can become any piece it wants except the king. Important, like Lou said, all the pieces are very important. Some people choose to utilize pieces comfortable with winning or attacking the situation with certain pieces. Some people, you'll hear some people say the knight is the most important piece, because the way the knight moves, the knight is the only piece on the board that can jump over every other piece. The knight is the only piece on the board that can trap two pieces at one time, right? So a lot of people say that. And then again, like I said, the pawn, like I said, it can get, if we can do a swap out game where we taking each other's stuff constantly all the way down to the bitter end, and I got one pawn left. And that pawn can get to the other side and make it become anything I want. It can become a queen again. You know what I mean? So, in like life, your kids can grow up to be, you know, in the likeness of you. You know, so this is why, you know, the pawns are very important, because they're the children. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And at the same time, they're children, and then they're also the your front line of defense. Because in the game of chess, I can always get another one. I can't get another king. Everything else I can get back, because all I got to do is make it to the other side. Right? It's not that part of it is not like that in life. We can equated to some of it. Like I said, once a kid grow up, he can become what he wants. But in real life, he can become a king, right? And, you know, again, the misconception of what a king is. A king is a ruler of oneself, not of people. That's why we all need queens.
Right,
because when you don't want to be a king ruler of everybody else, because then you got to make decisions on people's lives, who should live and who should die. That's the work of God,
right?
Not man. You see,
and this is
the importance of not just knowing the game of chess alone, how to play it, but understanding it. And that's what I want to try to give people, understanding. Because you can know something, right? And I give you a perfect example. You can know how to drive a car, but you don't know how to fix it. So that means you don't understand it. You know how to operate it, but you don't know the order of operations when it comes to, you know, manually. You know what I mean? So that means you don't understand it. You know it, but you don't understand it. So when people say that they know things, don't mean you understand it. So this is why you have people that sounded like they know what they're talking about, but they don't have an understanding of what they're saying.
And that's why each piece plays the important role that it plays.
Yes.
I'm going to apologize, everyone, because the feedback may be coming from me, and I can't disconnect, because if I disconnect, I may knock all of you out, so I don't want to disconnect, but I'm apologizing. But each piece plays a role in your life, and how you utilize that piece is all up to you. And that piece that you're using has a purpose.
Yes.
So the key thing is to exhaust the purpose of that piece. Now,
yes,
like Bag explained how that pawn can get to the other side and now take on a new life. In the beginning, that pawn was a throwaway. But because
the way your life moves.
You know,
and you see how for some people that never played to be able to understand and explain in clarity like you are doing right now and incorporating this with life just through us having these conversations. It's beautiful, and I want to thank you, and this is wonderful.
That's what this movie is going to explain. Basically, what we're talking about, the movie is as you go on and on, you're going to see how that poem.
Well, I'm excited that I'm actually a part of it. Listeners, mm-hmm. Callers, we have some callers out there. Would any of you callers like to ask any of us a question? Do you have a statement that you have to say, that you would like to say in reference to chess and how it appeals to you in your life? You know, if you weren't just, you know, I'm not exactly sure how it works on the opposite end where you can hit a button, but if you have my telephone number, just hit me up on the side. Like, yeah, I want to ask a question, or hit one of the cast members up and let them know, and I'll bring you on. Now, the interesting thing about being, well, for me, on the writer perspective of the show, I get the opportunity to create these characters based on pieces. And I can move these characters as I see fit. And Bags gave me that liberty to do just that. And I'm like, here, this is what I have this character doing. And he look it over, and it's either a yay or nay. But then I come in over on the acting side. Again, when he walked up to me, he was like, yo, I need you to play the counselor. And I was like, but what, you know, he was like, no, do it off the top of your head. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I have my little book and my paper, and I'm writing stuff. I'm like, okay, this character's going to do blam, 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 blam. And I'm showing it to him. He was like, nah, I trust you. So that right there was telling me that not only do you trust me as a writer on your project, on your vision, you also trust me to execute your vision through a character. And you gave me the liberty to execute it however. So I thank you for that. Because you took me out of retirement. I haven't acted in a long time. And here we are. Bam.
And,
at it again.
And you did such a great job.
Yes, you did.
So thank you for blessing us with your presence. And again, you know, when I originally called you, I told you, you know, again, I know your writing skills with, you know, you don't know some books. We've been in each other's lives all our lives. So I was like, man, we gotta do this, man, for the culture. We gotta do this for us. We gotta do this. You know, all of us are basically from the same neighborhood. Everybody on this panel that's on this panel right now, I got over 30 years with each and every one of them, and all in different lights. So again, no chess. This is all chess, and we're bringing the pieces together now. Right, we set the board up, and we're getting ready to come in and play. But we know how to move the pieces. We're gonna be humble. We're gonna be smart. We're gonna be diligent. You know, and this is what the game of chess is about. Our goal is to get to the other side. But we want to get to the other side, staying balanced. There's no rising in this. It's only staying balanced. We want to keep our feet on the floor because what goes up must come down. So we don't even want to go up. We want to be balanced. We want to create a society of people that are intellectually inclined to move forward and navigate in life as a unit, understanding that without this piece or that piece, there's no game. There's no, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we all need each other. You know, and
we got to play some music. So we're going to play a couple of songs and then we're going to come right back so we can continue our flow. But I'm going to leave y'all with the question, which is the least powerful piece on a chessboard and how it affects you? So don't go nowhere, we will be right back.
The creation!
Realist in the business. That's the reason. wonder why y'all feel this. Product of the illness. I done warned you, I done told you. This ain't what you want, cuz y'all done made a product of the illness. I'm the trillest with these lyrics. These fakers out there fear this. Product of the illness. I'ma tell you why I'm vicious, cuz I'm the product of the illness.
From the East Coast down into the West Coast, up in the North, boogie down in the South, worldwide. If you ain't saying nothing with your actions, don't front and keep the name deja vu out your mouth. Shut your mouth. You see, we've been here, done that, small talk, never that. We focused on that number one spot. Despite the ups and downs, we coming for that crown and blowing up the R&B charts.
Somewhere, somebody's
out
there. Or, huh, Jesus, it's all over the place.
About what they think they know.
In the background, I received, before we go back to the guest, I received text messages, and I'm just going to read the messages that came in. It says, Queen is the most influential piece. Everything else is not worth talking about. The Queen has more freedom. Queen protects the King in chess. She can make all kinds of moves. She attacks in all directions. King can't checkmate a queen only if she makes the wrong move. Check the knight, he's powerful, but I digress. Okay, so we have some listeners, you know, they don't want to come on and talk, but they're chiming in, and I appreciate your comments. So now back to the cast. When I left off, I left you with the question, which is the least powerful piece on the chessboard, and how does it affect you? Anybody can answer that question.
All right, let me answer that first. All right, the least powerful piece, right? And let's get back to the. I'm gonna interject them. I'm gonna put them together. I'm gonna combine them. And the most powerful piece, if we're going to get, you know, intricate and technical about it, is the person that you're playing when you're dealing with competitiveness, right? You gotta be stronger than the other person, because every piece can, you can win the game with every piece. Again, if we want to go with the most important piece, the knight, the queen can't do what the knight does, right? The knight can, like I said, it jumps over pieces. It gets around things. Pawns can grow up to be queens. And again, the most important piece on the board, again, like I tried to explain before, is the king, because once you get the king, the game is over. So what can be more important than that if the game is over? In the game of chess, a person's strategy, so if someone's playing someone and they think because they take their queen that they automatically won the game, and that's not so. You can, many have lost without a queen on the board. So that would make her the most important piece to that particular person. It's how you utilize things. It's like somebody having a sword, somebody having a gun, somebody having a knife, somebody having a bow and arrow. They're good at all of those. They can be experts in every field. Right? Mm-hmm. Which one is more sacrificial when it comes to protecting the king? Right? And in life, that king is ourselves. Everybody.
Correct.
Everybody. Even the women. Because once it's over for you, it's over for you. Game over.
Right.
Right? So,
you know, the
title
key thing.
King,
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
This title, king and queen, is just referring to battle, the he and her battle, where the dominant man, the man is always supposed to be dominant, right? But in the game of chess, this is a mental game. So if a woman trapped the king, she's the king.
So it depends on how
that table, we all sit behind that table. We all representing the king. Right, but like I said, in life, that king is yourself, no matter who you are.
It depends on how you utilize each piece.
Huh?
Because I said it depends on how you utilize each piece, because each piece is very relevant in your life, in your daily going and coming, and also in your future. So it's on you how you utilize the piece in your life and what it represents, and it also represents at what stage in your life you're in. Because sometimes, depending on your life, you may need each and every one of your pawns, but your opponent, whatever or whoever that may be, let's just say if your opponent is the judicial system, they may want to take, they want all your pawns, but your pawns are useful to you in that particular case. So now you're going to need your pawns, and your pawns may be the documents that you show up with.
Right.
The
your
people
law,
who you
the
get
lawyer.
To come and testify on your behalf,
right.
Whatever, anything in reference to the case, those are all
right.
your pawns.
Your lawyer himself, your lawyer
useful.
Him or her herself is your pawn. You putting them out there to represent, to get you, to make sure that they protect you. You know, and as children, like pawns, right? Pawns are children, right? Let's put them in life form, right? They're children, right? So these pawns go through stages in their life to grow up. So one pawn might go through the same stage as a rook goes through and want to become a rook. One may become a bishop. One become a bishop. One maybe want to become a knight. One maybe want to become a king. Maybe want to become a queen. These are the things that how important that these pawns, because they grow up to be, to emulate these things, these same structures in humanity and human behavior and all this stuff. This is what we are structured to adapt to, right? Behavior. And you have to understand the behavior of that piece in which you want it to be as far as life is concerned. So when we raise our children, right, we want them to be a certain way, right? So we want to raise our children to be rooks, stand up, and whatever your definition of a person as being a rook. Again, if I equate it to the way it moves, it's straight up and down, and it always got, you know, got your back. A bishop sees things diagonally, right? So it sees things from an angle. So that would inform that person would be informing the king of what it sees from that angle, right? Or and that king would be itself. Sometimes you may see somebody acting funny with you. You looking at you in a bishop state of mind. Because you're looking at things from angles. When you look at things straight up and down, you're looking at from a rook state of mind, right? When you are bouncing around, you're putting two and two together and all that. You're looking at it from a knight state of mind, right? Because of the way the knight jumps around, and so on and so forth. So, you know, and then the king and queen state of mind, you're talking about ruling. You're talking about being dominant. You're talking about being aggressive. You know what I mean? In every aspect of it. You know what I mean? So if you're going after the judicial system, that means you got your paperwork and everything in order. Now you fighting. Blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah. You hitting the judge.
Oh, that's
the thing,
yes.
Motions. And, you know what I mean?
VA?
You saying, Tay-Bay?
I say, and that's what's in chess. That movie explains everything. That's what's in chess. Because we talk about the game, but we actually talk about the movie, how the movie make moves and how we transition protected that king, which is ourselves,
right.
In the game of chess, the series.
And each of the characters, I believe, each of the characters get to take on each game piece until once the end comes, then you will see who is actually what piece. So during as you're seeing pieces of it, you don't know who is what piece because O may be a pawn right now, but he may actually be the king. Or Tay-Bay, you know, may be a knight, but then she may end up being a pawn. And then go into a queen. Who knows? So you have
right.
to watch the characters and how the characters move. And in each scene, you will see, oh, well, this character represents this piece. This character represents that piece. Oh, well, let's see if is going to move to be whatever piece is available and how it's maneuvered. And just when you think you got it down pat, a change gonna come. So when I say plots and twists, don't think you have it all understood immediately. Because you're like, yeah, I got this. This person is this. This person is that. No, 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 no. You gotta
right.
move to the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna
but
be crazy. Because
everybody plays a position.
I got
what'd you say, Tay Baby?
I got five positions.
You got five positions?
Mm-hmm.
Five positions all wrapped up in Tay-Bay.
All up in me, maybe 10.
and again, those are, and what she's saying is, again, the characteristics. We all have these characteristics. We all have different characteristics. We adjust as we go along. We wasn't all just raised in, we were doing. We learn these things. So, you know, and some things you never lose. I haven't been on a bike in years, but I know how to ride a bike. Right? So, you know, some things we never lose. It goes into our data, our data bank, that storage that, you know, when you hold it forever, just like a computer, you know, you got that storage, you got that data. And
it's on microphone.
Sometimes you grow. Yeah, you grow out of things, but you still have the mindset, you know, to still perform whatever duty it may be, you know, towards your success.
Right.
Oh, shoot! I just thought about something.
when y'all talk about the pawn and all that. When y'all was talking about the pawn and all that, because I ain't, only time I play chess is with my life. I ain't never played on the chessboard or whatever.
And that's, but I can explain it to you. Yo, and that's the beauty of it. She's never played the game, and she understands how it equates to life from this film, from this script.
Because like with the pawn, you got to sacrifice the pawn. Like I don't want to tell the movie,
but you really played me like I was a pawn.
No,
but do you really have to sacrifice the pawn? Because the pawn can get all the way to the end and convert.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, oh, play me like a pawn, and then I turn into a knight, and then I turn into the queen. Like, if you, I did all that, and then I became the king. Game over. I'm the king. Like, I just thought about, that's who I am. At some point, I'm a horse. I definitely was a pawn, and I definitely was the knight.
And that's the transformation throughout the film, because at some point,
yeah,
she's
I'm saying
she's
thinking
get you.
About it.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's gonna get used at some point, right? And then understand.
So don't
we all get used
at some point?
Huh?
Think about it. We all get used at some point.
She's gonna be misused. She's not gonna be useful. But she's gonna be useful to him. But to the audience, again, it's gonna come across like, this fucking dude is something else. You know what I mean? And again, he's suave with it. He's charismatic. You know what I mean? And at the same time, a little demanding.
Yeah, it's no matter how aggressive I am, I fall to his. He gets what he wants from me.
Yeah, and it's like a low vibration connection that they have. You know what I mean? They both had really hard come ups in life. You know what I mean? As pawns, they had hard come up. So, again, like you said, she's going to go through the process of, morphosizing. This is what we do. We morph into other things, and we go through those channels. Some of us don't make it to be knights. Some of us don't make it to be rooks. Some of us don't make it to be kings or queens. Some of us die as pawns. Some of us die as rooks. Some of us die as bishops, but we leave here somebody, to somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as long as you're purposeful and the position you played, then regardless of what you've gone through, you did your due diligence while you was here on Earth.
Yep.
And throughout life, you will be used as each of those pieces. But in the same token, you will use others or you will use objects as those same pieces. So it all depends on what stage of life you are in at that moment, how the pieces become relevant to you and what's going on in your life.
That's right.
Don't discard any piece at any time because the purpose is still there. And then even at the end, when you say checkmate, you start all over again because it's a new game that you're playing.
And that's what we call in this life levels. There's levels to this. And you have to be able to go through the process to get to the next level. We all have doors that we go through. I tell everybody, these tunnels. And a lot of times what we do is we go down these tunnels and we go in these doors. And as soon as we see something that we don't like in these doors, we turn around and run back out and go out into a whole new tunnel. Instead of, again, addressing the obstacle in the proper manner, getting around to come out that door and walk straight to the light.
That's
me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to come to the closeout, yes, we've been talking for almost 2 hours. As we begin, we're coming to our closeout. As usual, how we do it, I want to say again, congratulations to LSO on her five years anniversary of being the host of her own show, Lawless Radio LSO Speak Show, and also 8 years publishversary of her second book called Erotic Playground. I also want to say happy birthday to Tony Burke, Stutter, Niecy T, Vaughn, Mrs. Stanford, Tony S, and Salema. And congratulations to each and every one of the graduates of 2023. I know it's still a little struggle coming off the pandemic. Just know you did it. For those from graduating from pre-kindergarten to kindergarten up to high school, going to college, and further, congratulations to each and every one of you. And I'm sure it was not easy because the road of life is always bumpy and it changes each and every time. I want to say thank you to our Accenture workers, our frontliners, and our military. You know, they always talk about freedom, but the free in freedom is not the free nor the dom. But because of them, they help to keep us where we are and they help to keep us safe. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. There's some more things that's going to be uploaded on that site. So until then, just enjoy what you see on there as well. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is, a celebration, a divorce, a graduation, whatever it is, and you want to get a shout-out for your special day. Don't forget to hit me up and let me know, and you too will get a shout-out during this section of the show. And I want to thank each and every one for their love and support and encouragement. You rock. Without each of you, there's no LSO Treat Show. Why? Because we need some listeners. We need your participation. So that's how it all goes hand in hand, because we both need each other. You may say, y'all don't need me, but yes, you do, because you need my ear. I mean, you need my conversation, because I'm sure the listening people, the listening audience, y'all learned something tonight, and now you're going to go back and start thinking about how the pieces to the game of chess affect you in your life and how you move and how you operate. So I know you're going to go back and think about that. Special thanks to everyone. You know, I put some questions in the group. I thank each and every one of you who answered those questions, and I appreciate your participants. So let the guests get some shout-outs. We're going to start with Tebe. What would you like to say, Tebe, for your closing this evening?
Thank you. And I just thank my sister for getting on here. I thank my job, my HR lady, for being on here. You know, that's who hit me and let me know. Anybody else that's up there that I don't know, but them the two people hit me and said they listening. Thank y'all so much for the love and support. VA, thank you for bringing me onto this project and believing in me that I can do it. Thank you, LSO, for when first meeting you, even though we grew up in the same hood, but we first met, you embraced you. Your spirit was just warm and welcoming, and you welcomed me like we knew each other. It was just, you just was a phenomenal woman, and I didn't know what you had going on, but I knew you had something special. Come to find out, you're a writer, you had your radio station and everything. I didn't find out that until after you left, so I knew it was something special about you. I just love you. I just love your energy. You embrace me like me and you just, I just love the opportunity, how y'all embraced me and took me in and didn't know me. And the fact that y'all love my brother the way that y'all love him, I love y'all too. And now it's no turning back. We are family. So, again, I thank each and everybody that played a positive part in my life. I'm humble. I'm not I'm not even Stephanie. I'm not even the old Stephanie. I'm not even Bulldog. Like, I'm just, I'm a grown woman today. And I must add this. I got a lot of family people, family members and friends that didn't make it to 50. You understand? And, you know, and people, I know a lot of people that didn't make it to 50 and they didn't live the life that I lived. You understand? So I counted myself out, and look at me. I'm 50 years old doing me, and I'm so grateful. Like, I'm just grateful and humble, and I'm not turning back. Like, I'm not.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Well, we are counting you in. Well, we have a special caller on the line, and we are about to bring this caller on. Caller 7413. State your name and where you're calling from. 7413, you on?
Hello. I was zoned out real quick. Thank you, LSO, for the shout out, especially towards Chess. Hey, Becky.
Yes, baby.
A bag. Hello, I'm on here. I know I'm crazy late. But thanks for everything as far as this Chess thing go and, you know, as far as letting us be on your platform and stuff. I really appreciate you.
But of course. And ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Val, and she's the project manager on the show. So thank you for listening in. I understand it's late, but I thank you for still coming on. I'm going to place you back on hold. Loose Max, talk to us.
Wagwan.
Wagwan, baby.
Yo, thank you. Thank you very much, LSO, for having us up here, man. Thank you, BA. It's too much people to thank, you know what I'm saying? Just all the love I put out there, man, I'm needing all that love back, and I still got more love to push back out. Let's just spread the love, man. I love everybody. Thank you for the opportunity to pull up to the show. Thank you, Bags. Thank you, all the cast members. And stay tuned.
Okay. Well, of course, you know, I say the best for last. This is the CE to the Izzo. Bag!
Yo.
Give us some closing statements before
yo,
I continue
PA.
To close up.
Give me one second. Yo, rest in peace, C-Bone and my father. You heard? Rest in peace
to
them guys.
Rest in peace. Yep, I want to shout out, give all the happy birthday shout outs. Same as LSO, all the birthday people out there. Shout out to the graduates. Blessings. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep playing chess. Moving forward. I want to thank all of y'all for actually believing in me in this project and dedicating your time and energy and money and, you know, all of this stuff. We really, I really appreciate everything. I didn't believe that it would come this far at first, and then I know that I can't use that word believe. I have to know that we're gonna do this, and you know,
and
I know that we're gonna do this, and
right.
You know, again, blessings to everybody. Appreciate everybody for listening. Congratulations to LSO on all her accomplishments. It's a beautiful thing. I've known her all my life. I love her. My sister, Steph, I love you. Luce, I love you. Again, without y'all, this wouldn't be possible. We need each other. And, you know, that's what this is all about. You know what I mean? Us
yes.
Actually coming together as a race, a human race, not, you know, bias, you know, nothing. Just understanding, you know, who people are. You know what I mean? If you can deal with them, deal with them. If you can't, then you go on the other side and, you know, do the things that you like to do. That's living. We don't want to exist no more. We want to live.
Exactly. Remember, LSO will be coming to you every night. Excuse me?
Real quick. Don't forget, our first premiere party is August 26th
in
Middletown, PA. Our first premiere party is happening in PA August 26th.
Yes,
at Middletown, PA.
And there's more information. There's more information to follow behind that. But remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into the Lawless, tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up, and if you would like to be a part of a show, talk to me and let's make it happen. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you are in the group, you can make a comment on it. Some of them actually respond back to you. Let's support one another. You can order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, things, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy of any of my books or any of my paraphernalia, you have to come directly to my website. But the first two books, Erotic Playground and Taste and Treats, you can get it. You can get them on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and also Lulu.com. My latest book is called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self, Meet Me, and that's an inspirational book. That book, each of my books have something special that that it means to me, but this book particularly, it took me 3 hours to write the book. And what happened during downtime, well, it really wasn't downtime, my computer wasn't working at work. So instead of me wasting that time doing nothing, I took that time and I created a whole book within 3 hours. And once I finish, when I'm writing the end or telling myself this is it, I'm finished, that's when the person finished fixing my computer. So for me, that's my testimony. And it was meant for me to sit and do something positive. And each of my writings take on a whole different light. And once I finish this project right here with Chess, I'm moving on, or I may do it simultaneously, of my Mom, Sultry, Intoxicated, and Naughty, which is my third book, and that's my first book of short stories. I want to take one of those stories and create a short film for it. Because it's erotica, you have to find the right people who's willing to do the right things and bring out the characters of the vision that I have for the characters. Again, the same way Bag chose the right people for the characters he created for Chess. In closing for this evening, it's always a pleasure spending my Monday evenings vibing with each and every one of you in conversation as the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo topics, educational, and more. And we hope that you've enjoyed these 5 years thus far, and we'll continue on the journey. And we are enlightening and strengthening you in each and every show. Meanwhile, we get into each other's business, and that's the fun part about it. No holds barred, no strings attached. It's a safe space. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic, Chess Life, Navigate to Checkmate. Hopefully the conversation enlightened you and your navigation of chess in your life. Pieces of advice. Do big things. I was told to do big things, and I haven't stopped since the time that statement was made to me. So now I'm passing that on to each and every one of you as well. If you think it, it can be done. Why would you have a thought and there's nothing behind that thought? If you think it, it can be done. So now once you know what it is, now you start putting your pieces, your chess pieces in order to see how those pieces are going to work for you in your favor. You are the author of the book, of your book of life. You create what's best for you. Therefore, stop letting people write a page or a chapter or a paragraph in your life's book. Erase that, delete that, hell, rip the whole entire page out because they're not worthy. to write in the book of your life. Step out on faith and go for whatever your heart desires. Only you can truly stop yourself from being who you are and what it is that you want to be. Don't stop. Get it. Keep going. That one yes is soon to come to outweigh all the no's that you receive. And the navigation on a chessboard is different in the navigation of chess in reality. So move your pieces wisely and make sure each piece counts for what you need it for in your life. Nothing is promised to any one of us, so enjoy living while you can and take living by storm. Do any and all the things you think to without hesitation. Life is so precious and so fragile, so make every second count before it becomes the past. Everything in between your first breath and your last, begin making it count. Make it phenomenal. Make it a loving memory. Step out of your box and experience what's on the other side. Experience each and everything to your fullest. Every day is a gift, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. Live in your peace and not a piece of, because you are worthy and you are enough. Know that you matter. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. Some of us haven't been told they're loved in who knows how long. But you know what? I'm telling you, I love you. The same way I can hate you for no reason, I can use that same energy and love you for the same reason. LSO would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in the show and hanging out with 2 hours of conversation. You are invited to continue on this radio journey each and every Monday night. And don't forget to pay it forward. Your candle will not dull by lighting someone else's candle from your stem. We can all shine brightly and in no competition. If God's will, I will talk to you next week. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. And don't forget, more information is coming in reference to the premiere on August 26th. That's going to be in PA. And I thank each and every one of you. So yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone. Talk to you next week. Good night, everyone. It's over. I'm going to disconnect everyone.